Lord. You're welcome. Those of you online, you're welcome. Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Obinwa. Hallelujah. You know, it's good to be married, you know. Hallelujah. They are the youngest couple here, right? Praise the Lord. We thank God for their life. We thank God for the sources of the marriage. And I want to welcome Mama too, that is here. Praise the Lord. And my sister that is here too. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to do our thanksgiving. They're going to thank God after this. The word. Praise the Lord. So please don't say you're running away today, because today is Easter. I'm excited to praise the Lord. Everyone, I know we are excited. Hallelujah. We have reasons to praise Him. We have reason. That is our hope, our assurance. You know, that we can stand and say, our God is not dead. Our God is alive. There is no grave. There are some people that are serving a God that is still in the grave. But thank God that the grave could not hold our God down. The grave could not hold it. He said He had the power to lay down His life and to take it back. And that's what He did. That's why He's alive. Hallelujah. There was evidence. Praise the Lord. People saw Him leave. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We give Him all the glory. Hallelujah. So today I'm just going to talk about Jesus. It's all about Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's not dead. That's why when we go through situation, we should know that there is hope. Praise the Lord. There is hope. And we should also know that at this time of Easter, when we are celebrating, it's a time for us to check ourselves too. Praise the Lord. Because He said He came. The same way He came, died, was buried, He went back to meet the Lord. So also we ourselves, there is time, a time to be born, a time to live, and a time to die, a time to face the Father. Praise the Lord. A time for us. We shall all go back to our Maker. Praise the Lord. And whatever we have done will be rewarded. Praise the Lord. If it's good, we'll receive it. If it's bad, we'll receive it too. Praise the Lord. So I want us, it's a time for us to look. He's alive. He's risen. He's not dead. Hallelujah. You know, so Jesus is alive. He's not dead because death has no power over Him. And even the grave could not hold Him. He has the power to lay down His life and pick it up again. According to John 10, 17 to 18. You know, I like to read the New Living Translation. John 10, 17 to 18. And we're also going to read Matthew 27, 29 to 54 before we read the Bible reading that our sister read. He said, the Father loves me because I sacrificed my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. Hallelujah. They didn't have the power to take His life. He laid it down. That's why in John 3, it said, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not, you know, die, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. So no one can take my life from me. I sacrificed it voluntarily. He did that voluntarily. That's why He came. For I have the authority to lay it down. Jesus has the authority. That's why there is power in His name. Hallelujah. His resurrection is a confirmation of who He is. Praise the Lord. He said, but I have authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. Hallelujah. The one that has authority, that has power. That's why when we call on Him, He answers. That's why when we call on Him, constantly He changes. He's the one that has the power to transform. The one that has the power to lay down His life and take it again. Who else can stand against Him? No one can stand against Him. That's why I said, beside me, there is no God that can say, hallelujah. Amen. Our God is a good God. Jesus died with authority and power. Matthew 27, 49 to 50. 54. He had authority. When He died, something happened. Praise the Lord. When He died, He destroyed every power of sin upon our lives. Matthew 27, 49 to 54. The Bible says when He died, what happened? He died with authority and power. When He gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple was broken, cut into two. Hallelujah. It was cut into two. Nobody went there and cut it into two, but the power of God. because he came to reconcile us. That veil that was between us and God was removed. Praise the Lord. That's why it was caught into two. For us to come boldly to the throne. That is what his death did. To bring us back to him. Hallelujah. So, but the rest said, wait, let's see whether Elijah comes to save him. 15. So God has the power. He has already planned it. That's for our life. He fulfilled his purpose. He came. Fulfilled his purpose by dying and he resurrected, giving us that assurance. Then Jesus shouted again and he released the spirit. You see, the Bible says he released his spirit. That means he had the power to say, let go of the spirit. Hallelujah. He gave power to death to take him at that time. If he didn't release it, death would not have. They would have been. It's not the stones killing him. No, that was what he came to do. That's why it was fulfilled. Hallelujah. Then Jesus shouted out again and he released the spirit. 51. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two. From top to bottom, the earth shook, rocks split apart. Things happened because he has the authority, he has power. Hallelujah. That same power is in his name because that is who he is. He cannot be separated from his name. Hallelujah. That's why when we dwell in the word, when we study the word of God, he has power. When we speak the word of God, it comes with power. Praise the Lord. He said, tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. Praise the Lord. That is the power of God. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many people. Hallelujah. 54. The Roman officers and the other soldiers and the Christians were terrified by the earthquake and all that happened. They said, this man truly was the Son of God. Hallelujah. Truly the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Even the people that crucified him, they were able to testify truly this man because they saw what happened. Praise the Lord. There is power. That's why there is power in that name of Jesus. You don't know the God that you serve. We serve a great God. A God that can transform in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. He has the power to kill and destroy in the twinkling of an eye. There's nothing that he cannot do. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15, 55 to 58. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that God is still doing it. He's still, because he's alive. So there is nothing impossible with him. There is nothing impossible. When he was on the cross, you know, he bore all our sins, all our diseases. Anything that you can imagine that is not of God was on him. That's why when he said, Father, thou forsaken me. At that time, God, that's how when we sin, God is not there with us. He turns his back. Why has thou forsaken me? God turns his back. Hallelujah. Amen. Because everything that happens is for us to understand the principle of God. First, to understand who God is. Friend, as he said it, I will not do it. You know, even his son Jesus on that cross, he said, Father, why are thou forsaken? Because he was bearing the sin of the whole world. And God told us that he has come to fulfill that purpose. What about us? His grace is sufficient for us because he has paid that price for us. Should we continue in sin, that grace may abound? Hallelujah. He said, oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death. Praise the Lord. We're not just talking about the death here. Because when we died, when Jesus died, what happened? He rose from death. Hallelujah. So also, we ourselves, you're not just going to die and be forgotten and say, that is it. That's not it. We are going to face him. Hallelujah. We are going to face him. And the Lord gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us victory over sin. So should we continue to say that grace may abound? No. Praise the Lord. That's what we must continually check ourselves. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always walk enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. There's nothing that you do that is useless. God sees everything. God sees why you are doing things. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people can accuse you wrongly. Praise the Lord. You know, you are doing something, people might think, oh, why, you know, think that, oh, you're doing it because of sin. No. Continue to do what you're doing. Because look, some people are, they think based on assumption. But the Lord will help us. And that is a sin too. Because you don't know. It's only God that knows the intent of man's heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was somewhere yesterday and it has happened to me before, but yesterday it happened again. You know, I was greeting somebody and somebody else, I wanted to greet her, but I saw that, okay, this person just hugged me and I was talking to the person. I couldn't, you know, there's no way I can hug to at the same time. She was kind of a bit far. And she said, so I noticed that the way she reacted. So when I said hi to her, she didn't answer. Then I said, okay. You know, I just kept quiet. Then I saw somebody else coming to greet me, mommy met her, so I ran to her and greeted her. But I saw that the way she was put there, I said, when I was about leaving, and I said, how are you now? What's going on? She said, I've been greeting you since. You didn't even answer me. I've not seen you for years. And I said, so the person that said, but she was greeting somebody, how would she greet, you know? She was upset. I said, no. She was just upset. If I didn't go to her, she would just take that in mind and said, oh, that I came to a place, she saw me, and I refused to greet her, maybe because I'm a pastor. That's how people sin control people. Praise the Lord. Whether you like it or not, that is because I didn't have that in my body. She had, and somebody was telling her. And something like that has happened to me before. I was running around for certain things for children's department in our old church. And somebody told her, I'm being talking to you, I'm not even answering me. What is it? Because you are in charge of the children. I'm not even in charge, but I like to make sure that things are done properly. And somebody else answered and said, but she's very busy. How will she hear if you're talking to her? So that's how sometimes we assume things. You know, sometimes you say, oh, I did not commit this, I did not kill, I did not steal, I did not do that. But that assumption can start killing you gradually. You have assumed something that is not real, something that is not true. And the devil begins to magnify that. Praise the Lord. Please, let's be careful. This is the time where we, you know, look at ourselves. You see, nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. There are so many things to be done. Those that know their God will do exploit. Hallelujah. Those that know their God, they will do exploit. That's just the truth, because everything that we do will be rewarded. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to read Mark 16, 1 to 6. Jesus is alive. You know, a lot of people, we fasted and everything. Even during that fasting, some people were still quarreling. Some people were stepping on people. You know, the reason for his rising from the dead, the reason for him being alive, the reason for him coming to die is to give us hope, to give us assurance, to show the way that we are supposed to live. So that at the end, as he is glorified, we too will be what? Glorified and rewarded. You know, this Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And all the time.
The Lord is good.
They went down, found out. See, very early on Sunday morning, which is where we are now. That's what we are celebrating. This is Sunday morning, the third day, that Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He said very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb? Of course, they were women. They were thinking, who will roll it? But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. It is no longer there. They are worried what they were worrying about. They already forgot what Jesus told them in the past. So when they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe, sitting on the right side. The women were shocked. But the angel said, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. He's risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, evidence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you must have traveled to Israel. I've not traveled, but I think I want to travel. Hallelujah. Because the truth is that when my dad traveled to Israel and came back, he was scared. Well, he was scared for some time. He went back to who he was. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because when you go, you see the things that, you know, they show you the evidence of things that happened, that, oh, this is where they happened, this is. He was scared. And Charlie, when he went through the valley of the shadow of death, they call it the valley, the road that you travel, it's only one vehicle that can go at a time. It's dark, even in the day. He was scared when he came, sir, I have to repent. I have to. Because he goes to church once in a year. That is on the 31st night, December 31st. But when he came, started going. After some time, when he forgot the image that he saw, he went back and said, what's going on? Praise the Lord. You know, some of us are excited today, but sometimes we go back. It's not about the food. It's not about the, because somebody called and said, did you buy turkey? And I said, for what? He said, you're not celebrating with turkey. They're selling turkey everywhere. I said, I thought it was Thanksgiving that they do that. Praise the Lord. You know, it's good to celebrate. We thank God that he has given us assurance and given us hope. But we have to think about ourselves. Because he lived a life without, blame. You know, there was a time that CNN carried him. They talked about the life of Jesus. That there was no stain with him. He was not accused of wrongdoing. That is the life he expects us to live. Praise the Lord. He knows that we are human beings. And that we will always want to fall down. But that's why he came. So that we have authority over sin. We have power over sin. Sin has no power to control us. Before, when we are not giving our life, yes, it can happen. But when we have realized that, no, I have the Lord with me. Praise the Lord. He has no authority. You talk to Satan as if he's right there. He's a boy. Praise the Lord. There's no particular, because some people will say, oh, how do I, you know, you can talk anyhow you want. Satan, you have no right over my life. You have no right. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is that you think you're addicted or anything, you say, Satan, you have no right. There are certain things that will come that you say, no. There are certain things that will go with fasting and praying to praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So, his resurrection is a fulfillment of his prophecy. The prophecy of defeating death and assuring our salvation. That's why when we give our life to Christ, what happens is that we are convicted that he came and died. If you don't have that conviction, it's difficult. Praise the Lord. Because you have the conviction that Jesus Christ came and died and he bore my sin. And I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to shame. That conviction is very important. That's why when they say, have you given your life to Christ? Giving your life to Christ is having the conviction that Jesus came and died and confessing with your mouth. It starts with a conviction in the heart. That's when you give your life to Christ, you remember the incident. Sometimes you might not even remember the date, but you remember the incident. You remember the things that happened. Why? Because there was a conviction. You know, there are different categories of people giving their lives to Christ. There are some, because my friend went out, I will go. Some people are ashamed to say, I'm the only one that is remaining. When they give altar call, they will now go. And be grateful. Praise the Lord. Have you given your life to Christ? Because we are going to give an account. He has fulfilled his purpose. We too, we are going to fulfill us. Why? Because that is what, how God created everything. He came, he died. He came, he lived his life. He died. Some of us might not die when Jesus Christ returns. Some of us might still be alive. But the truth is that when Jesus comes, we'll talk about the rapture. Those that are dead will come. Those that are dead in Christ will rise up first to meet him. Then those that are alive before those of us that are alive. Praise the Lord. So those are things that we should be thinking, because he has fulfilled that promise that he's going to a place to prepare. He's going to prepare a place for us. That is the reason of his resurrection and ascension. Assurance of hope. Hallelujah. So I want to say that the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us one hope. 1 Peter 3, 1, 3 to 4. You can open that, Samuel. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 1, 3 to 4. Then it also gives us assurance that we'll be with him. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation. And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you. Praise the Lord. It is kept for you, not for anyone. Praise the Lord. It is kept for me. Pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't want us to, I know I've said this before. A pastor said, how many people have testimony here? They came out to give testimony. The pastor had no clue of what they were going to say. But at least as a pastor, you'd be expecting that, oh, God did this for me and I'm grateful, right? And one person came and said, Pastor, I used to commit armed robbery, you know. I used to go and just rob banks. He said, but now since I started church, Pastor, you know what? I'd always snatch buses. That's all I do. And the pastor said, my goodness. Where did this The pastor was confused. Where did this come from? And for what I've taught you, told you about the scripture, this is what you're telling me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. You know, that is how the person feels. Hallelujah. That means pastor has a lot of work to do. To be able to tell that person that, look, the scripture, see the sin. You have left one level to another level. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You know? It's just like some of us now will say, oh, Pastor, I don't kill. I don't smoke. I don't do any of those. I don't tell lies. But you will tell somebody, when somebody comes to this, tell your child, I'm not at home yet. Just tell the person like that. That is not a lie, right? Praise the Lord. It is a lie. Many people say there's white and black lie. Whether it's white or black, I don't know, but the colors of lies, they're all lies. It does not matter how we, you know, praise the Lord. It is lie. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You know, we try to paint everything and say, oh, there's white lie, there is black lie. I don't know if there's green or red, but all lies are lies. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So it gives us hope. We have seen the assurance that we'll be with him. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22 and 42-44. Assurance that we'll be with him. We'll reign with him. He came. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. That's what he said. I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. Assurance. He didn't just leave us. He gave us assurance of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22 and 42-44. And also we are going to react 2:33. He also assured us that he's the Son of God. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He's the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Praise the Lord. Death came through Adam, but deliverance and resurrection came through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. What the blood of bulls and goats could not do, Jesus Christ's blood did it for us. Hallelujah. 42, go to 42 and 44. And I'm just going to go read the book of Revelation. We are going to read the book of Revelation 22. It is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to life forever, to live forever. Praise the Lord. So the same thing, Jesus died. He showed us the way. You know, everything that happens is a premonition of things to come. Praise the Lord. Everything that happened in the Bible, everything. God is showing us things to come. That we also, when we obey his word, when we do according to his will, we are going to reign with him. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to 44, then we'll read Revelation 22 from verse 11. Revelation. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as they are natural bodies, they are also spiritual bodies. Praise the Lord. Our hope is not lost. He gave us hope. He gave us some assurance of the Holy Spirit, assured us that he is the Son of God. Now, Romans 1:4, Acts 2:33, that the gospel is true. His resurrection proves that is the gospel of the word of God is true. Hallelujah. It also shows that it also gives us assurance that we are set free from sin. Romans 6:8, Acts 2:24, Romans 6:23. We are also assured that we are justified. Hallelujah. I want to read Revelation 22 from verse 11. You know, he said, let the evildoer still do evil and the righteous still do right and the holy still be holy. Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing all my recompense to repay everyone for what he has done. He said, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He's the one that will reward us. He will reward us for everything that we have done. What are you doing about that? Let's go to 16. What are we doing about that? Let the evildoer still do evil, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. He said, behold, I'm coming soon. The same way he left, the same way he's coming back. to repay everyone for what he has done. He says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In John 14:3, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Can you go to 16, Revelation 22, 16? Praise the Lord. We are going to rise on our feet and pray this morning. He said, I, Jesus, before we rise, you can sit down first. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am both the source of David and the heir to his throne. I am the bright and morning star.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our hope is not lost because it's alive. Our hope is not dashed. We have assurance that as we do his will, even when we die, we'll be with him. Praise the Lord. Because this body is nothing. It's nothing. When a man dies, that's when you know that there is nothing in life. There is really nothing. When I heard about the 23-year-old girl that was killed in the train, the train attack in Nigeria, I was surprised. Very young, 23-year-old, a dentist. She was supposed to come to America, either the next day or the next week, I don't know. Sometimes we plan things. But do we have the time to change who we are? Praise the Lord. The Lord has proved that we can do it by him, not by ourselves. We do not have the power. That's why he came to help us. We can, if you can just believe and trust in him. Hallelujah. She's gone. Do you know that whatever she has done from that the time she was born to that time is what will be recorded for her? You have the time to change. I remember somebody that died once, and she borrowed money from a lot of people. And they were asking her, you know, they knew she had cancer actually, and they were asking her to name the people that she was owing so that they were writing the names and telling her to tell them to forgive her, you know, pray that God will, you know, forgive her and that they will forgive, you know. And when they told me, she died actually. And when they told me, I said, yeah, the Nana asked, did she call my name? Hallelujah. I asked that question. I said, did she call me? They said, no. She said, did she owe you? I said, yes. Brethren, we don't have time. You might think you have all the time. There is no time. The reason why I wouldn't have asked, but I saw that she was avoiding me each time I wanted. Even when the daughter got married, she said, oh, you have to pay. If you don't pay, they won't give you the assurance. I wouldn't say, but you're owing me. The money is even more than. I didn't say that because I was saying, okay, at least my buying the clothes is to help her. Maybe after that. After that, she was actually avoiding me. I didn't know the same thing she was doing to others. Brethren, you might have problems. You don't tell people. People will not know. When you take money from somebody and you don't give the person you're promising, you can tell people, look, I don't have it now. When you start avoiding the person, it's a sin. Praise the Lord. We don't know how many years we have left to live. The pandemic has over. Some people have seen a reason not to come to church again. Even when they're online. Some people, you know, online is even a problem for somebody to join. I mean, We are celebrating Easter. Some people, I'm telling you, some people that are not here, they are the ones that are cooking and buying clothes. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The time is very short. It's very short. It's not about us dying. When we die, where will we be? We thank God that He has risen to give us hope. That is the hope that we hold on to and do what we have to do. That is the hope, that the assurance that we have, that we keep going on and say, God, I will serve you. Praise the Lord. Lord, I will serve you. How do you serve God when you're sitting down? Some people, the only time they read their Bible, someone will say, ah, Samuel, open to. It does not matter whether you have your, it's your phone that you're using to read the Bible. I hear some people say, oh, it's a sin. It's not a sin. If you have your Bible is inside your phone, you can use it. Read it, it's not carrying it. Praise the Lord. There are some people that will put the something under their pillow, but they don't even read it. They just put, they say it will save them. I mean, the grace has been sufficient for us. Should we continue in grace instead that grace may abound? God forbid. He's alive for every one of us.
Hallelujah.
I'll just close and read John 14, 3. John 14, 2 to 3. We'll just read that. Then we're going to rise on our feet. Praise the Lord. I'm taking your time because today is Easter. And I said we're not going to close at 12. And they love God looking at me and saying, ah, Pastor, what's going on? Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. He said, there is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you. Praise the Lord. I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. Praise the Lord. Let's rise on our feet. We want to thank God for the resurrection. We want to thank God for Jesus, for paying the price, for delivering us from sin, for delivering us from shame. Let's begin to thank Him at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name in Jesus' name. I don't know how many of us have given their life to Christ. The truth is, if you have given your life to Christ and the fruit of Christ is not sin, excuse me, don't say I'm judging you. It is just the truth. The Bible says, by their fruits we shall do what? Know them. By their fruits. You don't need to tell me that you are a Christian. Your attitude. Because with what happened to Jesus, people knew. Jesus had the power to kill, but he did not. Hallelujah. He came to carry the body that he did not make. The problems that he did not, he's not the one that created the problem. He's not the one that had the problem. The one that did not sin, our own sin, he carried it. Hallelujah. Have you given your life to Christ? It's not about coming to church. It's not about playing church. Sometimes we play church. Sometimes we are too used to coming to church. We are too used to God that we don't believe that God saves, that we don't believe. We can say that Jesus is alive, but do we believe? In times of trouble, who do you call? In time of problem, who do you call? Praise the Lord. He has given us assurance. He has given us that hope. Do you believe? Have you given your life to Christ? Those of you online too. Those of you watching live too. Have you given your life to Christ? Let's be sincere with ourselves. You're giving your life to Christ, so come to church is a struggle. Hallelujah. To even join on Zoom is a struggle. You come to church, you don't have anything you're doing in church. Praise the Lord. He said, oh, I just want to come and serve my God and just go. Is that what God called you for? That's not what God called you for. A few people are doing the things, and you just come and sit down. God is watching. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. He said, I've come to prepare a place. I've gone to prepare a place. That is the assurance. That is the hope that we have. Have you given your life to Christ? I want you to, if you have not given your life to Christ, it's a very good time. You can raise your hands. Praise the Lord. It's not about playing church. We can come to church and even if you have not given your life to Christ, you have not given your life to Christ. On that day, Jesus will turn his back on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said, those that believe in me, those that do my will, he said, I will come for them. I'm going to prepare a place for them. He said, the righteous shall not be forsaken. He came for everyone. He died for everyone. It is your choice to accept him. It is your choice. He said, with the mouth, man confesses. It is with the heart that you repent. Have you given your life to Christ? If you have not given your life to Christ, you can raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Don't be ashamed. Or you are giving your life to Christ, somehow you are backslidden. You can raise your hand. There is nothing to be ashamed about. Sometimes we are giving our life because our friends gave our life, because we saw that, oh, everybody on the road left to give their life. That's why I went. The truth about giving our life to Christ, it's not just in church. Do you understand? You can. So there are people in their room. They are watching, tell you, watching a program. God visits them. They give their life. So are you giving your life to Christ? If you have not given your life, I want to raise your hands and I'll pray with you. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Father, Lord, even those that have raised their hands, O Lord, Father, we commit them into your hands in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that even as they confess you as their Lord and Savior, that from today, O Lord, you will be their Lord and Master in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the devil will have no right over their lives in the name of Jesus. As they confess that you are the Lord, that you came to die for their sins, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, from today, Lord, visit them in the name of Jesus. We pray for your anointing upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, O Lord, we pray, O Lord, that from today, O Lord, you will set them free, O Lord. Father, from today, O Lord, Father, Lord, sin, we have no power over them in the name of Jesus. Sin, we have no power over them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We're also going to pray for ourselves. We want to pray. Today is, we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We want to pray. I don't know what you're believing God for. You know, today's supposed to be our anointing thing. I don't know what you're believing God for. It's a time for you to talk to God on Saturday. It's a time to, you know, use today as a point of contact and say, God, I believe that you came, you died for me, and you are alive forevermore. Father, in the name of Jesus, every dead thing, everything, oh Lord, let it receive light in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, every situation, oh Lord, Father, let it receive light in the name of Jesus. But I pray, Lord, that as many things that we are believing you for, as many things that we are weeping, oh Lord, a lot of people that are weeping, oh Lord, a lot of people that are crying, oh Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, that Lord will visit them today in the name of Jesus. Visit them today, oh Lord. Visit them, Lord, because you rose in victory, oh Lord. Father, Lord, when you died with all our problems, oh Lord. But when you came out of the grave, oh Lord, those problems remain buried, oh Lord. Father, from today, every problem, oh Lord, that is besetting us, oh Lord, Father, oh Lord, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Let them remain in the grave in the name of Jesus. Let them remain in the grave in the name of Jesus. Father, oh Lord, I pray, Lord, for open doors, oh Lord. I pray, Lord, for your light upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray that because Jesus is alive, that everything, situation that has been dead will resurrect in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray for yourself. But, oh, Lord, every dead situation, oh, Lord, let them begin to receive life in the name of Jesus. Every dead situation, oh, Lord, but in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to receive life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we pray, Lord, we want to also pray that calamity will not come near us. Evil shall not befall us in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is on our side, we will not see death in the name of Jesus. We will not mourn over anyone. Begin to open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, as we go to celebrate, oh Lord, your resurrection, oh Lord, evil shall not come near us. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, we give glory. Begin to pray concerning our children, all our children in the name of Jesus, as men that have traveled from school here. Father, Lord, we commit them into your hands in the name of Jesus. Father, no, no, Lord, we have accident in the name of Jesus. We will not mourn over our children. We will not mourn over our spouses in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As also want to remember those that are going through one problem or the other in their homes. We want to pray that the Lord will visit them in the name of Jesus. The Lord will change their story in the name, as men that have been weeping in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good.